There appears to be a running romance on TV with gangsters, Bonnie and Clyde, John Dillinger, Tony Soprano, Al Capone. The Al Capone story, among the most romanticized, started in Chicago and for all practical purposes ended in Baltimore. Al Capone was released from Lewisburg Penitentiary in Pennsylvania on November 16, 1939, and with his family and bodyguards drove to Baltimore. Capone moved his family into 5710 Pimlico Road in Mount Washington, and curiously, himself and bodyguards into the tiny row house of Menasha Katz, the captain of the Maryland State Police, on Oswego Avenue in northwest Baltimore. The next day, Capone checked into Union Memorial Hospital as Mr. Martini with an advanced case of syphilis. A few days later, he was released and went back to Katz's on Oswego Avenue, while his family remained in Mount Washington. Now the plot thickens. Capone loved Italian food, and on his arrival in Baltimore, sent a bodyguard to Maria's of Little Italy, owned and operated and towered over by the take-no-nonsense Maria Allori. When the bodyguard arrived at Maria's, he told Maria that he needed carry-out service for a very important person. Every night, 7 days a week, Maria said fine and took his orders, and then the bodyguard did something he shouldn't have. He followed Maria into the kitchen, saying that given the number of enemies his boss had, it was necessary to check the food that was prepared for him. The bodyguard, frantic, whispered, "My boss is Al Capone." Maria erupted, "You tell Al Capone that nobody, and I mean nobody, checks up on Maria's cooking. Get out of here." Al Capone had in his time done away with the likes of notorious thugs like Bugsy Moran, Jaime Weiss, and Dan O'Banion, all of Chicago. But he more than met his match when he attempted to mess with Maria Allori of Baltimore.